In a small news article this week in the New York Times, Nina Bernstein reported that a provision of the New York State budget to allow for for-profit hospitals was dropped after opposition from Assembly leadership, specifically the intervention of Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, chair of the Assembly's Health Committee. While hospitals may be run as for-profit businesses in many states, in New York State, they are presently either not-for-profit or public. Keeping for-profit hospital care out of New York is good news for the people of New York who need hospital care, and it marks a successful defense of the public interest. According to The Times, Steven Berger, an investment banker who has long advised the state on health care, was behind the push. Republican leaders in the New York State Senate proposed to expand the pilot project to allow for 10 for-profit hospitals. But the New York State Nurses Association vigorously opposed the measure. The nurses organized a grassroots push of over 2,000 phone calls and hundreds of in-person visits to lawmakers, including a last-minute push of busloads of nurses traveling to Albany. Jill Ferrillo, the executive director of the New York State Nurses Association, was quoted in The Times saying, quote, "For-profit health care does not work. People in the Assembly listened to us, and so did Governor Andrew Cuomo." Proponents of for-profit hospitals, like Mr. Berger, point to the need for capital investment in the healthcare infrastructure. Berger led a state-appointed committee in 2011 that recommended closing all public hospitals in the borough of Brooklyn. Investment in healthcare works for the investors, but it does not work for patients or caregivers. Public money must ultimately fund the care of the vulnerable and the indigent. Allowing investment companies to take a cut increases costs and robs caregiving. For-profit hospitals amount to bad public policy. It has been shown that for-profit hospitals, in peer-reviewed policy science literature, provide inferior quality when compared to their not-for-profit counterparts. For-profit hospitals also lead to greater health spending than not-for-profit ones. Among the convincing research are studies by Dr. P.J. Devereaux and his team. When it came to hospitals, Devereaux found that charges at for-profit hospitals were 19% greater than at their not-for-profit counterparts. In a previous paper, Devereaux and colleagues showed that mortality, death rates, were 2% greater at for-profit hospitals. A cardiologist, Devereaux practices and teaches and performs his research at McMaster University in Ontario, a world-renowned center for evidence-based medicine. Devereaux has also researched the question of for-profit dialysis centers and for-profit nursing homes. When compared with non-profit institutions, for-profit dialysis and for-profit nursing homes, like for-profit hospitals, are more expensive and more deadly than non-profit ones. Moving a hospital into the private sector shifts its fundamental purpose. A for-profit institution primarily exists to remunerate investors and shareholders. The public service model, or at the very least, non-profit community-based institutions, still organize care with primary responsibility to patients and their caregivers. During our lifetimes, healthcare has been transformed from its charitable roots into a profit-seeking industry. For-profits operate over 84% of home healthcare agencies, and 85% of dialysis clinics are for-profit. 96% of the nation's outpatient surgery centers are for-profit, and that sector has grown by more than a third in the last decade. Hospice care, end-of-life care, has evolved into a $14 billion business run mostly for-profit. For-profit hospice. Over three-fourths of nursing homes are now for-profit, and the largest owner of for-profit nursing homes are private equity firms run by investment bankers. The exception has been hospitals, where nonprofits and publicly operated facilities still had 88% of revenues in 2010. I love our nursing colleagues. Judy Sheridan Gonzalez, a nurse at Montefiore Medical Center and elected leader of the New York State Nurses Association, said, "We've won this battle, but our fight for New York patients is just beginning. Our opponents can reintroduce these changes as non-budget bills at any time this legislative session. That's why we're not letting down our guard." For-profit hospitals are bad public policy, but with the trend toward privatization, you might call it the profitization of healthcare, the nurses' public advocacy will remain as indispensable to the patient's interest as their bedside care.